Lomi Chazara by Simon Kuf Peites by Sifri Dalit. Case Isha has a vest for, and she changed one time. So based upon a mission of Samatimu on the Beis, the Gemara of Samadal, the question really is in the Braiso, what exactly is a Kimta of the Braiso? And what is, in the back, what's a Kimta? Exactly what is the Girsa of the Gemara over here to know exactly what the case over here is discussing? That means if a person has a vest kibbutz of a 20, then she passed it over here. Question is, how many times did she pass it? She passed it twice? Or she passed it three times and then went back to 20? That means on the page, there's a bracket over here that's bold, 10 words. The question is, those 10 words over here, do we have the skirso or we don't have the skirso? That's the shaila. First, Kamum Chabal Alokha, it says a person has a vest kibbutz of a 20, then it changes it to 30. What's Alokha? The Klal. Both of them are also. We'll choose your side for the Vesh Enikvo, aside the old Vestas, until three times over here. Let's say you change it three times to 30, then Locha is, well, Eker 20 Legamri, and we'll see the Chodim point out, that means you'll never get it back. It's back to Lamish, nothing, the Eker is 30 now. However, this is Mechaba, let's say you changed the Locha 20, you pass it one time, it passed a second time, and you only saw 33 two times, and then he went back to 20. Halach is, when he saw 20, it's like the case of 30. That means the Mechaber left out the Kimto passing the case over here of 20 three times. It only says the case over here passing two times. The question is, why? What happened over here? The first speaks out of the Taz, when it says over here, when you have a Ves Kavua, the Halach over here is, when you have a Kriyas, the Halach is, you have a Choshes next three times. You pass one time, it's not Kiro. Simple Halach over here. That's why it says the case of Ves Kavua over here. Now it says the halacha is they count. He saw Vesko 20, then he went to 30. Would he count now the 20 from? From the old Riyah or from the new Riyah? That means you may know in the halacha and Sifri Gimel, we are the Machloikis, Shach, Taz, Ramah. When he had Veskitsar's Iker the Vestarucho, we pass in the Kodi Ramah and the Taz now Iker. Would he count from? From the old Riyah or from the new Riyah? The Ramah says from the old Riyah. The base man and the Taz says because you're in from the new Riyah. The question is for Kert. Now you have over here a case of 20, a short Riyah. Then a case of 30, a long Riyah. Now you want to count 20 to the best Kavua. 20 from where? From the old or from the new? Speaks out the Taz over here. Over here, Lekuli Alma, you count from the new. There's no Shiloh. Why? Because the Maisi body did not start counting yet, so you start seeing the Dam. So Hom Mavucha of a Plugga had a count, is only with the Ksara is going to be after the Rucha. That's Machlaikis. But let's say the Ktzara before the Arukha says the Taz over here, it's called the Shulchan Aruch over here. They count the 20 from where? From after the 30, after the Arukha. Come on, the next Tassif Khan Chavches. This is the main shadow. What exactly the Girs over here is. He points out, Lechor, the Gemara says one thing, and yet the Ramban, when the Mechav is coming out, is saying something else. That means he brings down first the Girs of Fenenu. They pass over here three times. That means he passed twice 20. Then the third time he passed 20 again, and he also passed 30. They went back to 20. So Rashi says, the Gemara is saying two Chedushim over here. Number one, the fact that you passed 30 one time, Lacha is Nakir over here. When he says the Lacha, that even though you passed 30, 20 three times, there's a massive Chedush of Chazar's vest, of a dormant vest. That means the idea by Chazaka is that we oik Chazaka, but closely called our Kula, once you oik, it's gone. Ashar, came wood, and then comes a Tam, by three times not seeing Ashar. Not one time gets it back, it's gone. We mentioned Chabur, the same thing with St. Talamat Chavrach, you say it 100 times. Then you go back in the summer, you say it one time, you'll get it back. The loch is, Chazak is, it's gone. Coming over here, and the gates of Ish, they point out, because Ish is built really to have it that way, a cycle that way, Zakhoinim, she has something called a dormant vest. That's how Rashi says it over. If so, why did Mechabah leave it out to the Kimtov in this situation? And then we said, oh, saying over the Salachah. So, come along, the Tazi has two Tirotsim, and the Kuzakhazim has a third Teretz. First thing comes along the time and says, the Ramban really agrees to the side of a dormant vest. Except, what is the case of the Gemara we're discussing? It says, Rashi Chidish, which will point out this massive Chidish in the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing 30 one month, the next month 30, next month 30, when you have three 30s in a row. Only once in a while, in the case of the winter, every couple of years. But Rashi is discussing the case of Chidish. So in the case of Chidish, it's sorry to have a Kimta, that you pass 30 without seeing, and pass 20 without seeing. Masha'enkein, the Ramban is discussing a sugar of flogo. Mechab is discussing clearly a sugar of flogo. Well, if you pass 30 you don't see, and you pass 20 you don't see, there's no such concept. If you don't pass 30, You don't see after 30, and they don't see after 20. That's not called 20. That's called 50. Then he says, by the fourth, and Banner is forced to say, once discussing our flogger, if we said that if you did not, you passed two times without seeing, then what happens, that situation, then you saw on 30, then you went back to 20. You say you did not see on 30, then 20, it's not called 20, it's called 50, Betzim. That's his first malach. The second malach says the Taz, we know economic, the different gears of the Gemara. And we go to other gears of the Nachon, that's correct, there is no Yisrael of a dormant fast. And we're taking out these 10 words of the Gemara, and therefore the luck is that if you pass it three times without seeing, and then you skip 20 later on, a couple months later, you'd not get back to your old vest over here. Now it does say, if so, what's the first malach in the Ramban, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara over here is saying that you passed 20 twice. The kimt over here is that you went back and then you passed 20 twice, still 30 twice. Then you went back to 20. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is you went back to 20, and even though you would not oike 30, 30 is gone. That means not passed 30 without seeing. When you go back to your vest kavur, 30 of my Sylvia is gone. Well, that's again with two mahalakhs over here. One of them agrees to the side of Dorman's vest. Another mahalakh of Ban does not agree. There's a different gears over here. There's no such concept over here. It's not the Shlishi. Come along the Shach and says, Mechaber, you got one Pshat the Mechaber. That means the Taz, both mahalakhs are saying the Mechaber is not discussing a Dorman's vest. We'll discuss in Sif Tezvav, Sif Tezayim, that's not your Dalit. The Shach says, no, the Mechaber is discussing over here the case of a Dorman's vest. Which says over here that the Kimto, when you passed 20, you did not see. You saw 32 times. You did not see 33rd time. You saw 33. You saw 34. You saw 35. So come along over here that you passed Eichlami 23 times. And then you went back to the vest and you had 20. You have a dormant vest. So it immediately comes out that Shaksing Mechabe is discussing in Kimto. Now you saw 33 times. You saw 30 twice. And then you saw another number. 32, 33, 34, 35. That's the Kimto over here. And then the Mechabe said, you go back to 20. Look, in that situation, you get back your vest, that's a dormant vest. That means, what is Pshat the Mechaber? We have three options. Either two in the Taz, one in the Shach. Now, the Shach speaks out that even though you saw it three times, his Shita, the Shita, sorry, the Loch is in not Ike 20, if not see a vest kvius. That means, to get Ike, a vest kvua, legamri, you have to have a vest kvius over here. Now, come speaks out the Shach. This says he said, at least by him, why he's speaking out of him, Sefi Dalit, is by having a dormant vest. Let's say you had so chof, 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 they saw lama, lama, lama. You got mamish a vest kavius a second time. Is the 20 around at all? That means, let's say you get back 20, a couple months later. Get twice 20 months later. Do you worry about it at all? Says the Shach, Beilu Kulu, Beilu Kulu, zero. It's mamish like you're starting fresh again. The old vest of 20, 20, 20 does not make a difference. Not Lukul, not Lukumu. Now the Piskachua points out from the Taz, it sounds like what happened. The case over here is that he had Veskavor, then 2 30s, and went back to 20, the 30 is gone. Let's say 10 days later you see on the 30. You say the 20 was the Sevis Dalman, and now you're back to 30, you have a Fashash of Veskavor. It sounds like from the Taz, no, it's gone. Zero. Maisa Piskachua wants to bring down this entire on the Chavadas. They want to argue this point over here and say that's not so, it's not gone. And it sounds like a little bit like the Piskachua. On Sefer Gimel, when it begins on the Chavadas, it's about the Shailo, when you see Dam in between making a Chazaka, and he says, if you see Dam, again, you always have by a Flogo, you always have three times you can see Dam in between. The first time, the second time, and the third time. The first time, the Chavadas says, Avada, you cannot be Kvevest. Third time, the Kulam, you can be Kvevest. And in between, it says, Machol Yistaz and Shach. Over here, it sounds like the same idea over here, he wants to argue. On the Taz over here, because it should be a case of asking in between the third time. Let's be kvevest over here. Sounds like the same chavadas as you tell us. Sifta Zvot, the Sifta Zayin, is basically a case over here where you have veskvor, negate the kyus of vest, and the chazor of vest. Except Sifta Zvot is a case of a flogger, and Sifta Zayin is a case of chaydish. Now, why say a flogger first? By now we know every time the mechabes is a flogger first, and the case of a chaydish afterwards. So first, speaking of the Mechaber, a person has a Veskvor, and then he changes it, says the Beloy Bikvias. That means the Tan speaks out, the Chiddush over here is, not like in Sifri Dalet, it was a set date, 30 and 30. Here it switches around. The case of 32, and then 36, and 38. Different cases over here. The Loch is that you oikur it after three times. However, when you go back and you see it one time, the Loch is Chazor of the Vest. Now, discussing a flog, and he says you go back and see it one time. one time is not possible by a flocka to get something back. Therefore, it speaks of the Taz, and it's a true example, Chavadas, it means one a flocka, meaning 2 years over here. That is the case over here of Chazar Sevest. Now, speaks of the Shach, that the Kimta Mechav, when it brings down that you change over here, then you have Eskivo for let's say 20, and then you change to 30, then 32, and then 34. The loch is you have no vest. Now, it explains by Seis, if I went to 30, 32, and 34, you only have two dilugim over here. And the loch is you need three dilugim. Kamalu Shachan says that's not true. According to Rav, two dilugim is enough. According to Shmuel, you need three. The Avashach says, what it means over here is according to Shmuel, and the Muhammad being associated over here, like the loch, like Shmuel, that two lamais is not enough. The loch is according to Rav, we're machma both. This will be the case of Eskvor, because you change to 30, 32, and 34. The Shach does say he means Lafuke, the Bakshi, to the closest one diluk. And also he points out, also Lafuke, the Drisha that we mentioned earlier, yesterday, according to the Drisha, if you have Veskavor, and you change it in the Shava, according to him, Sai Rav and Shmuel agree is Kvei Vest. So Shach knows it's a riot against the Drisha, they are not Kvei Vest. Now the words of the Mechab is, you change to 30, 32, and 34, in Leves Klal. Klal. In Leves Klal? So the Shach means, no Ves Klal, they get to your Ves Kavor, but Vada, you have a Veshein Kvor. Therefore, you have to worry. It's not that flock of Shavuot, or 32. You have to worry about your Chodesh. You have to worry about your Oyin Beinus. That means no Ves Klal, Ves Kvias. The other loch is the Vada you do have over here. Now, explains the locha. Now, when it comes back and see a vest on the Saplocha, the loch is it's a dormant vest, they get back, and therefore come out, Sailukula, Sailukhumra, said the Shach, the loch is we go after this vest and we're not worried about the vests that you saw in between. Come on with Taz. Long Taz, a very important Taz. He's focusing on 2 points, but he really comes out to his four halachos over here. And each one is machlokes. Go through his first 2 main points. First, come along the Mechaber, and he ends off, Hordin do Avsukka of three Einus. The locha is that Nakira, unless the Chayzit to see the vest of Rishon. That means really the Mechaber is building off words of the Torah. And the question is like this. A person he sees has a flock of 20. 20, 20, 20 for a whole year. Comes one time, 20 does not see. Sees nothing. Are you chosh now for 40? Do you say that 20 was be'etzem? He didn't see, it was a mikro. You show a scene, for your body's working by distances, let's be chosh for 40. Don't see 40, let's be chosh for 60. Or no, the whole time you said about flock is distance. You can't have a distance without seeing another side. You did not see 20, so that's it. You wait till you see again. To come on the Taz, and he might say, once you machmas, but do it that way, and Beis Yosef speaks out clearly. The loch is you don't see a 20, you chesh for 40. Don't see 40, you chesh for 60. Why is the mikro you didn't see? But your body works by distance. I said, Hashem, the Shach, and the next Sif, on Sif Kol Mem Hei, he comes along and says, no, the loch is you don't see, nothing to be chesh for. Marshal, the Bach, they come along and say, you don't see, there's nothing to be chesh for. Therefore, and making the push can go this way, that's the minik. That's why I always say, when a person gets pregnant, you pass one oino, negate the flocka. Nothing left to be choshish with. That's only according to the Shach, not according to the Taz. That's one machlekes. The Shach is being mekel, the Taz being machmer. The second machlekes is, come on the Mechaber and Zof, let's say you pass 3 oinas. You pass over here a case of 100 days. Example, 100 days. 90 days, 300, but pass 100 days.
Is it
oh, so the question is she nichol to get a selekes or not a kiyo? That seems to be a machlekes. How do you look at a being? Is she mislekes? So the lop of mislekes can come back one time. If it's Nakiro, right, then what do you have to get back? You have to get back to the situation of seeing the same exact oino. That seems to be the machlokes. What are you looking at being? Nakiro or Mislekes over here? Come on, again, machlokes Taz versus the Bach over here. The Taz has 3 machlokes. Says you see one time afterwards, you chosh it back to the halacha of seeing. And therefore, like a Mubaris after seeing one time, you chosh it back to the halacha of says, no, it's more of a case of Nakiro. Nakiro, you see, the flock itself, you have to have a case over here of 2 years. The Mam Shavesky will over here. If it comes along the Shach, the Masi wants to be Mekel, the Beis Yosef, it's a Jew said that's sacred. That's Tal Shem, Mashal Bach, and Tal say, no, the Halacha is seeing one time to be Machmer. So come down the first 2 questions, the Shach, the Masi is being Mekel, the Shach is being Machmer. If you look at the names you said over, the Beis Yosef being Machmer, the first question, the Mekel, the second question, the Mashal being Machmer, the second question, not the first question. That means any good Lamam tries to make it all intertwined these 2 questions, but from the Achron we see they seem to argue the point if they're intertwined or not, because we have really 2 questions of 4 different sheets over here. But again, the simple, the Taz is machlan both, the Shach is meklan both. There is two other points that Taz does bring down. Mamash derech agav. Sounds like he's going that way in the lochol. Third question. A person has a long aflaga, massive aflaga. So 40 is aflaga, 50 is aflaga, 60 is aflaga. Let's say you see 100. Let me, after three oinas, a long aflaga of 100, you write that down on your calendar. Is that something to be choshish for? So the Bach, when he is Mashabeth, the Mashal, saying over this halacha, so everything he says the mice is true. And the Taz brings down the loss of the Bach, and it sounds like the halacha is in Chanami. The halacha is a long thing we're not choshish for. We're going to make it in this situation. Why is that something that we're assuming that this is better than a flogger? She came into the idea of either Muslakis or Akira, but that's not nichol the category of a flogger. The Maisa Pistol, Shuba bin Mechavda, that's not that way. She's not a Muslakis. So back to the loch of a flogger. They have come on to be Machl over here. Now, among the swarm of the shadow, what to go through? La Pashim Otaino, usually what's the next case? The flog Pizarro. Is a flog Pizarro, Ika flog Rucho? Shakas, yeah, basically, it says no. So my sisters say usually have a tzir of what to be makel, and even though those are only machmer, so they'll be ashiv with it to go like the Ramah, you should be listening and not to worry about it. So practically, this halachah machlokes among the svarim. We always have a base mayor. My sister wants to be semichon, usually to not the base mayor. We have the shach to be semichon, not to be again this chumra over here.
Don't the Taz also be chalek of the Marashal? Because the Marashal is only saying this because that's his shah in the Torah.
He brings it down and does not argue with the point. He brings it down, he brings the bach, he praises everything, and does not come to argue this point. He doesn't argue.
But it's
he brings it down. He has one line. He brings his words down and does not say anything against it. And he brings down the words of his shvara that says everything the Mashal says is MS. So if he says everything the Mashal says is MS, he does not disagree with it. So usually that means everything he says is MS. And he brings that line down. It's like it's somewhere in the Mashal. He brings down that line. The fourth thing he discusses over here is let's say a person in a basketball at 25, and then 25, and then 25 of a flogger. You did not see in 25. Is that means that we know the halachah in Sif Aleph is that when a person is a beskavuah, there's no oinah beinus. That's the first halachah in the seven. So she has a beskavuah, but she's not seeing a kvias. Aichosh for oinah beinus. Sounds like a machlokes among the rishonim. Meister again, come along the over here the mashal, and then again the Taz brings out the Bach. The meister to be Michael. At Tzadah Shechni again, if it's a chubing on the chavadas, mamash the last word over here. Aichosh for oinah beinus over here. They do point out that also sound like we have Bayav et Taz earlier on Sif Dalet, on Sif Kohen Hei, he's discussing over there when an Isha has a, we did not see on a Vesh, in a Kvua, we don't do B'dikah before Tashmish. In fact, the Taz, why is that so? The Taz over there, the Isha has a Vesh Kvias, but Shinso. So it sounds like our Chosh for Oyin Beinus. So there are ways to Mechalak, obviously two different cases, but it sounds like we do have to talk about Oyin Beinus. We do have a shadow, what that's the Taz. But again, we have a machlek, so we have a friend, and the place is my name, you have a for, you have an innovation or not. And again, this one comes along and says, but not a chumas of chavdas, and grace you could aim off. So it comes out of the Taz saying, four, you say, this is to lachumma, to lakula. Again, he's saying, if you miss 20, 40, 60, 80. Number two, he comes along and says, Allah is when you have a missed 100, there's a Q over here, get it back, it's after one time, two chumas. Mashaki has two kulas over here, that the loch over here, a long vest of 100, you did not write down. And also the loch of your best four, and you missed it, you don't have oinah beinus. Come out all four of the Swam Achaylikon. The first two, the Eman agrees with Gol Lekula, and the last two, the Chosh Lechomro. Simcha Zayin is again the loch of here of Akira Sevest, of the Geta Chosh, not the Geta Flogger. That means Simcha Zayin is the same exact Kimto, but you have once a case of a flogger, once a Chosh. And then get back and see at the same time Chazaris Avest. So Mechavis speaks out the Kimt over here. The person has a vest of the gate of Chodesh, of Chodesh, 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 Chodesh. Then they pass the Chodesh that did not see the Loch is Akira. But not like Akira Gamri. You can see a year later on the Chodesh, the Maisi, you get it back. Now, the words over here is that you did not see. So come along the Shachat speaks out, Labdakya means did not see. It means you did not see the Loch of the same day Rosh Chodesh. If you saw on Beis Gimel Hay, be the same exact halacha. That means the words of Mechav means not see on Rosh Chodesh. That's what it means over here. Now, come on the Pesach Tshuva and discuss this and get the idea of Chazar Sevest. What's the halacha trying to get the cure and the Chazar by a Muberes Menekes? I mean, some people are asking, what's Chazar Sevest to get the halacha of someone who came pregnant, came nursing, and afterwards, is there a halacha of Chazar Sevest? So, Beis Pesach Tshuva is discussing this Derech Agav over here. He says, what happens when Isha, she saw Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh, Chodesh? She did not see two Rosh Chodeshes, and then came pregnant. became nursing. And then, 2 years and 9 months later, or Chazal, 2 years and 6 months later.
Two were before she got pregnant?
2 was before. She ate 2 times before she got pregnant. Or Chazal during pregnancy, first 3 months. But also before pregnancy. Then, 2 years, 9 months, or 2 years and 6 months later, she had an other Akira. Is that Akira her vest? So, come along, the Rabbi Yehuda says, let's analyze what's the love in the game to the next Makoli is once she get a vest back. We know, among the Rishonim, there are 3 sheetas. One sheeta says she'll never get it back until she sheets. Another Mati Yomar says, the love is, this is not Kira, that unless you see a vest kivu over here. The third Mati Yomar says, you get it back right away without missing anything at all. She says, if her Isha Lamaisa, she gets after 2 years, she did not see Ani May vest one time. Manashach could every sheetah show me motor. Not the Mandi Omer says you have to get a vest kavua, you didn't get your vest kavua. Not the Mandi Omer says the halacha is you get it back without saying, so Maisa, you have that kavua here. Not the Mandi Omer that says you get back up one time, so you get it back up one time, you did not see your vest kavua. So Manach Shach, you have a kvias over here. He said, but let's say you get your kvias back. He said, there is chazor vest. That means the Peskashuva is speaking out clearly that Menekes has chazor vest. I mean, people, let's say that invest. Years ago, when they were 13, 12, or 15, and they had 10 kids, they could still have Chazar Shavas even after. Don't say your body changed because you came with Beres Menekes. As I'm sure saying clearly, on a Acha Leda, the Locha is there is Chazar Shavas. But he says, the next Pesach Chuvah on Sukkot Yitzayin, what's the Locha over here? You have 2 vestas. That we know the Locha in Siflam and Beis. A person sees an Aleph and Chof. Aleph and Chof and Aleph and Chof. The Locha is, there's vestas for Aleph and for Chof. Vestas could be is for each one. The next 3 months, she sees only Aleph, Aleph, and Aleph. Is that Kira for Chof? She did not see in Chof. 2 years later, she sees on Chof. Do we have to worry about that? And say now she also has a Kriyas for Aleph and for Chof. Come on, again, the Chavdas Bodam Peskei Shiva. There is a Chazar Savest. Maisa, we spoke on the Chaburo, the Baron Kola says, you say the Chazar Savest is something that's normal to happen. And he brings down this Chavadas and says, Tzorchi Gadol upon it. It's not normal to have 2 vestas. I mean, we discussed numerous times by Vesta Silug, Vesta Dilug, and Vesta Shvur, is a Chazar Savest. Really, it's a right. The Chavadas point out numerous times seems to say there is Chazar Savest. Could be, the loch is not whether it's normal or not normal. A body went back to that situation. My caller said, Tzorchi Ladino, you're hiring on this Chavadas over here. Sifu Zayin is a circuit of Vesta Oinus. Now we're looking at two ideas over here of the body. One's Vesta Oinus, Vesta Gov. And we know Vesta Oinus is the Siba that you are causing it, and Vesta Gov is Fakert, that the period is causing it to show up by you externally. First together, Vesta Oinus, Kalam Ravuno, Gmodakin Aleph says, Kofsa Rosa, she jumped 3 times and saw the Lachas Kvias Vest. Now, the Shal is in the Kvan Gemara, what is the Kimta? Is it a case of Vesta Oinus by itself, or is it a case of a Morkov? The word of the Morkov does not mean Dafka Ba'inus, it means when you put two vestas together. In our case, the Gaitan Ba'inus, it means you had a Kavsa on a set day, either of the month or day of the week. So the question is, what is the Havana of the Sugya? The way Rashi understands it, the way the Torah paskins, is the Vest Ba'inus L'chud by itself, a career vest. That's how the Shani places the squeeze based upon the Sugya, and there it says, even the Havid Gemara, there's no Kavir's vest by itself, only a case of a Morkov. So the Shlishi, the Beis Yosef, being done, the Goyis Maim needs, it says, you can be Kveves, but as a Geda of Vesh, ain't a Kvor. Those are the 3 sheets among the Sugya, very simple. Come on, Mechabani, Pasim, Mais, Lekulo. The Loch is that by Ves, by itself, by Oinus, would not Kveves. Masha Enke, the Ramon, in between, it says, it is Kveves, but like a Loch of a Vesh, ain't a Kvor. Now, it speaks out the Taz, and the Shach, and Sifu Taz, that why in the world is Mechabani, Mechal, by the case of Ves, the Gov, that you are Kveves by itself? By a Vesta Oinus, not clear by itself. So, being down the Rashba, the Yisoid is that by Vesta Oinus, the outside factor, the Sibol, it's not Mukhach, it's not built in. By Vesta Gov, it's a Tev of a Isha to have Moises Aleicha inside of her and to show it externally. And the Pneumius is literally more the Chitzanius over here. And therefore, that reason we're saying that idea, that concept is built to the Teva. Therefore, by the Vesta Gov by itself, we are Chishish. Mashenkin, Vachaba, Vesta Oinus, we're not Chishim, that's this concept over here. Said the Shach and Mechaber, this halacha of Vesta Oinus, we're not choishish, is even if it happens numerous times and numerous days, does not make a difference, we're not choishish, there's no chilik over here. Now, speaks out the Peskei Tshuva on the Satmir Choshu here, let's say she has a Vesta Oinus, and she sees a certain hours afterwards, 3 hours afterwards. Says Echanami, Balach is like Vesta Gov, we're only chayshish for those hours afterwards. That means she does 3 times, gets a car crash, 3 times, and sees it down 3 times, it's always 3 hours afterwards. The 4th time she gets a car crash, the same thing, 3 hours afterwards over here. Says the same thing, the Chavadas, let's say it's only in the set hour, it means on the 6 o'clock during the day, 3 times that way, that she got hit, or any situation over here, be the same exact halacha, it'll be only that set hour over here. Now, Kamal Lashach speaks out, we're discussing over here the case of Ves Kvias. What happens if you see one time Ade Kvitsa? She goes to bumper cars, or she flies, or anything that you want, that we know suddenly it's happening. She jumped very hard, very high, and she danced very strongly, and she knows Dam came because of it. What's the Kshash next time? Bets we have to discuss 4 questions. What's the Lacha of Kvitsa by itself? She goes to Chasna next time, dances very hard. What's the Lacha of the day by itself? What's the Lacha of the Chasna on the day with the Morko? What's the Lacha negate debating this? 4 separate questions. The Lacha of the Shach speaks out simply. The Lacha, if you do jump by itself, do a oinus by itself, that's nothing. But Raya, the Mo'ali says, when he invests kviyas, then he choshish for in a kvua. By itself, the Ma'is is nothing. Negate to the day by itself, whether negate the flogger or the chayish, he says, also that's nothing. However, I think what it means is nothing is negate the flogger that you created by kvitsa. However, your older flogger, avada, you should be choshish. That means, for example, let's say the flogger 28. Then you start saying now, and he got to day 25, he went to chas, he danced, saw dam over here, saw mitzvah the chas. The loch over here is, true, you won't have a flog mitzvah the dancing now, but your older flog of 28, you start counting from now. I mean, even though the shach says there is no flog, no chodesh, meaning the one that you created, a pash is the old one you still have. And they get to the...
You count from now?
Yeah.
Yes. It says
no, but if your whole system emptied out, look, you have to count all over again. There's nothing to count, there's nothing here anymore. You're starting from scratch again. It's some have machlokes, but that's what I think the halacha should be. Well, in the case of a morkov, kamul l'shach, if Jirai is to it, to the bottom of a morkov, that means a person does something on one month of exercise and sees dam, inside the exercise, she is, what's the halacha mitzvah for the reverse? Tell her next month, on the same day, not exercise, about there is a morkov. Negate oin abenis, because she brings down the chavadas. Avadis oin abenis, except if she has a best kavur, or she saw in between, there is no oin abenis. Otherwise, avad there is. So it comes out, great question. A person sees one time of best oinis, what to be chayish for? There is no aflaga, there is no chayish, there is beni, there is morkav, and then, of course, there is the old aflaga also. Meaning, at any day she had oinis, it's on the set day. Let's say an avad, she had a car crash. So next month, if she had a car crash, that's the best. So don't get the car crash the next month on Aleph.
Right.
Eight
table. What about the Moko for the Haflogger? If this was
8:25, if next 8:25, oh, so also, same thing, same thing. Then she had, but Maisa Shach speaks out clearly that when it says Haflogger, a Moko has to be on both ends of the spectrum. And we'll see by Vestakov also. That means she has to have a car crash in Aleph, car crash in Chafei. Now you have both ends, 2 car crashes, then the next time you have a flog you have to worry about. If you only have one end, you won't count, and there's no flog over here.
And not by itself, and not by
Moka. There'll be a, the, no flog, there'll be a chodesh. There won't be any flog. I mean, Shach, we'll see by Vesta Guf, the Muhammad speaks out, you have both ends of the spectrum to get a case of a flog. Which gets involved with another shayla. The Eilid asking, I think, yesterday, the Lachit and Sif, you give on the Muhammad speaks out, you have the Oinish Shavos, to make a Vesta Guf. By flog also. What about the first one? We know it's flog is 3 distances and 4 years. That means you have to be the last 3 is at night. Does the first one have to be at night? Is that part of the kviyas or the chazaka? Or no, it's really we have a starting point. And the last 3 at night, the first one can be during the day. The ikkulis form say the first one can be during the day. Because the point is that's the starting point. And the next one is 30 at night, you have a vesikvah. Over here, it's not clearing. It seems like, in the case of a flogger, by the case of Oinus and by Gov, the Chab and the Shach speak out, you need both ends of the spectrum to get a case of a flogger. I mean, you get a case of, let's say, of cramps. To make a flogger, you have to have cramps on Aleph, and then cramps in the Chafei to have a flogger. Which you have to know, does that go well with Halacha or Yipaskin, that we make the person say, not the way to get to the Oinus Shavuos? Which again, the Yishul Chalak, obviously Yishul Chalak, that's something to speak out, what the Chilak of here is. The third point over here in the Sifri Zayin is when the Kisim Esmol, when you jumped yesterday, that means you learned the Sugya, it's very clear, that's not clear, that's telling what the Giras is. And even if you know what the Giras is, Shalom, what Lashon you pass, the first Lashon, the second Lashon, someone passed the first Lashon, someone passed the second Lashon, the Maisel came out from the Sugya. Let's say a person jumped on Aleph, Sor, jumped on Aleph and Sor, and then jumped on Shabbos, did not see, and then saw on Sunday. First they point out from the Sugya, we're crossing Aleph, Shabbos, and Sunday, days of the week, besides Chodeshes. This is Makar of Vesta Shua. Where's the Makar? In the middle of the Sugya of Vesta Kvitzis over here. The question is the Kvitzis of yesterday affecting what happened today or not? A Shailah. The Mice among the Rishonim come on the Rambam says no. When you saw on Sunday, since you've done the Kvitzis, even though you've done Shabbos, go after the Yomim only. Mashenkin, Roy Rishonim, the Rabbi, the Rashi, the Torah, they come along and say, no, you have a case of a Morkav over here. Allah, the Mice, the Rambam is brought down by the Machaber that we only have a Vesta Yomim. Maisa Shachmin Zal, listen, Kamacholkim. He says, if you go like the Rambam, it's a Chumum Mevi Leikulo. It sounds like the Halacha is a Bichoshish for both sheets over here. A Gami throws in, even though Vesta Rabbonim, therefore it sounds like you want to be Mekul, but then they sound like to be Machma both, Maisa Zahai Mahai, and be Machma both sheets that you take on the Chumra, they have a Morkav and also for the Yamim. Negate that, the Sugi Vakiro, what to be Choshish for in the future. Now, Piskachu brings down in certain cases, the Klom had applied this concept to Me'esmon. So let's say three times you saw on Shabbos, on Sunday, with a kvitza. But now the fourth time you did a kvitza me'esmol, and you saw on Sunday. You bring down a place by the Taz, it's called Lamavol, the lot is still be machlekes, machabe versus Amor. The mall come out, it's a vest only liyomim, according to Amor, be a vest of a morkav over here. The second point he speaks out over here. But let's say all three times you jumped on Shabbos, all three times you saw on Sunday, she saw on Sunday. What's the lot? That is the vada, the lot is only after yomim. You have to have at least 2 days, the halacha that you saw on that day with the morkav. Number three points out, this is a halacha we did on Shabbos and then you saw on Sunday. Let's say you did kamiyom beforehand. The chayim say, ladachi kamiyom, even 2 days beforehand. The halacha is, avad, the kvitz is not intertwined with the saying of the dam. The halacha has to be dafk the day beforehand. Otherwise, you're not going to say, igvah mosam afreya, and say, the Rambo or the Sharishan will be the halacha is dafk the yomim. Sifrit Ches is the best audience, but in the case of a morkav, which everyone agrees that we should be choishit for, that means Kamal Mechabah speaks out the situation. Let's say if someone jumped on Sunday and Sor, the next Sunday and Sor, next Sunday they Sor, whether it's 3 weeks in between, Lacha is you choishit for that day with the kibitz over here. That means not the next time, what happens? Let's say this person jumped, but not on that day. Or if I care it, on that day he did not jump. And neither one do you see, the Lacha is not choishit. Right, there's no akiv over here, there's no chash over here. You have to adapt the case of a morkov. Now, the Piskachuva does discuss, once you have the concept of a morkov putting things together, can you make a morkov of an anus with a guf? Can you have, like, you dance very hard, now it causes you to have a case of cramps over here, and now you have a situation of a morkov over here, you have to worry about the two together. So, akiv for the crazy over here. Now, it brings down from the Chavdas, Piskachuva, that let's say you saw a reason between. He said, if you see between Lamaisa, even though you have a morkov, the loch is not mavatlet. You have to be, have to have the, that day with that unus over here to make a either that cure or the best over here. But seeing between is never mavatlet anything. The Shach speaks out that the loch over here is that when you have a best of unus and morkov, the loch in between is the maisa not for anything in between at all. The Piskachuva says, the loch is by the, if you do you have a chazaras vest, a dormant vest, and it comes back over here? The halacha is that by a vest of an inus, the ma'aseh is a chazara. We do worry about this halacha of a dormant vest, not those who pass in this way. Just one point we spoke out that the Ramban sheet is, we did no chazaras vest according to the secretary of the Taz. Halacha, we are by the machmer, but the Sfarim do bring down that the kids of Gemara pass in that way, like the Ramban. And Bala Shulchan says, if you have any reason to be Mekel, make it a tzir to be Mekel as a smith, Shabbai. So if you test the case of a Vestagov, the common example people speak out is women when they have cramps. That shows that her period is coming. Now again, the cramps does not mean when she's having a period, it means before a period. But also not negates to give a Gosha. Gosha means it's here now, here means it's coming. That means that Gosha means psichas of a kar, zivas da'olach, this is it. Vesta Gov is not this is it, it's coming, it's showing. Again, that's, I mean, you have to contrast two things, it's coming, and number two, also not afterwards. A lot of people are in pain afterwards. That's certainly not Nichol Geda Vesta Gov. Now, come on, Machabe speaks at the Locha, you have it three times, this idea, this concept, you bring down a list of cases. The cases, the Gemara has 10 cases, the Rishonim built upon the 10, 18 different cases. The cases are very simple, the same idea. If your body shows, that's not normal to happen over here, it's unique and special, then definitely get out of a Vesta Gof. That means if the Chama speaks out, let's say you cough one time, you sneeze one time. About one time is nothing. The words of the Svarim are, you have to have a coughing spell. You have to have a yawning spell. You have to have a spell over here. The words of Taisus is 1 hour. I don't know if it's after 1 hour, but you have to have a time wise over here that's clearly not normal, unique, and showing that your period is coming over here. Come on, Mechapin says, this halacha, even once one time, by not one time, it's three times, but by itself, we do not need a morkum, yikveh vest. Again, we mentioned before, the Tatan Shaft, the chilk over here, is why by vest guf is to tell the Nostrum that Moisi Leichel inside, to show it. Actually, not vest oinus. Therefore, over here, everyone agrees by itself, a vest guf, you have to worry about it. Now, come on, Mechapin says the second thing. Let's say the morkum, that means every Rosh Chodesh you see with the vest guf, then you only Rosh Chodesh with his mani door. That means here in Rosh Chodesh and the Vesta Gof, and the Rosh Chodesh Vesta Gof, you only chodesh for the Mechish together with it. Now, what does that mean? Come on, Mechaber and Amon, it sounds like this is Machlokes. That means what happens if you have a Vesta Morkov? The king, and the Come on, Mechaber says, but let's say it's either not the Zman of the Mechish, or not the Zman of the Yoim, we're not Chodesh. Come on, Amon says words upon that, that Daf can create them both together. However, the Tchils of Vesta Maisi are Chodesh. The question is, what is the stuff of the Amal? What's the Amal coming to add to argue upon the Mechaber? Basically, the question is like this. You have a case of Vestagov, Morkov. What's the halacha when it comes, basically, the Mechush without the Vest, or the Vest without the Mechush? What's the halacha in that case? The Ptaz brings down the Vesesis, if it's true and not Chayshish, negate the Kviyas. But as a Gedah Vesh ain't a Kvor. That means the Mechaber's understanding, the halacha is with Chayshish for the Mechush without the Gov. The group without the Mechush, which chosh for each one by itself. Mash Enkin, Kimel, and Gamon, he disagrees. What is he disagreeing with in the Chabad? It seems to be Machlokes, Taz versus Shach. The Shach understands that most saying we're not chosh at all, zero. Not the Yom without the Mechush, not the Mechush without the Yom. But Sana Sheni, the Chavdas, is brought down in the Pesach Tshuva, and he says it seems to be that way and the Taz that way, two different Makaris. The Loch is true, we're not chosh the Mechush without the Yom. But the yom without the mechush, the ma'aser v'chayshish. That means again, we have best working bekvias over here. What's the halacha? Mechab said we're not chayshish. Since the beishayish we're not chayshish as get a kvias v'chayshish a vesh ain a kvor. And the mechab sheet is v'chayshish either for the yom by itself or the mechush by itself. Ma'aser enkein the ramos said we're not chayshish according to shach at all. And according to the taz, according to the pesach tshuva chavadas, you're chayshish for the yom but not for the mechush. Now, just the case over here, the Chacham speak out, now what are situations of Vesta Gof? I mean, let's say a person has Derek Govin, a person burps, so the Taz of Shach, what does that mean? It means through Achila. Now, if Achila is causing it, I'm going to point out, that's Vesta Oinus. Well, just what the Taz of Shach means, it means when you have food inside your body, then your body can show through burping that your period is coming. And again, I know one issue that seems to once a month always have the burping spells over here, so it seems to be such a Matthias over here. Another case over here is a Pikresa, come on, the Taz speaks out, that means against your, I don't know, your belly button, Mash Egin, the Shkulim, and Ayah is against the base Rechem. And the loch over here is, it says, Yinach Choshish. Now, when it says Yinach Choshish, Rech the Taz, then why that a case of a Kriyas over here? Even not a case of Kriyas, of Choshish after one time. We'll see the loch later on, Sifchav Hei, Sifchav Dalit. Say, Echonami, you are Choshish after one time, Pesachov. Except Nachmin negates the Sikh of Akiro. We're discussing a Kriyas over here. That after one time, Chosha one time, and after three times, you have the Oiker three times over here. Now, the word of the Gemara is Piyakal, Vesta Piyakal. What does Piyakal mean? So the Mechaber brings down three Pshat among the Rishonim, Taisa, the Aruch, and Rashi, either stretching, yawning, or burping over here. Come on, the Shacha means one or the other. That means you have to have all three, it's one without the other. Mizatish, Mizateshes, what does that mean? Also, what among the Rishonim is the case of sneezing. And the case of fatulence, one or the other, again, says the Torah brought down by the Vesesh of Elv Eldiv Gimchaim, both the Emes over here, all the Shittas. And the point over here is to make a Veskvua, speak of the Shach, it has to be something that's Shina Mederach Olam. It cannot be something that's not normal, nothing expected. That means you can't get involved with, let's say, a 21-year-old girl that's having pimples. Is that a Vest or not? Not plus one time, well, teenagers or young 20-year-olds have pimples. This is no Raya. If you're 40-year-olds are getting them, Echonami could be a little get a Vesta Gof, Shal Mong Achoinim. But something that's normal to happen is not nichol negedah of Vesta Gof. That'd be something that's unique and special over here that can clearly define this is showing that my period is happening. That means again, negedah cramps, this stomach pains over here. Fine, no, people have stomach pains. But something unique and special gets every month that, oh my gosh, I feel it right over here and it's coming, that's Michal Negeda of a Vestigal over here. Now, the Pesach Teshuva brings down a very important case from the Gemara Betzem that Rabbi explains, that Pnei Shua explains, that we're a case of Shefas. Shefas means it went from Dam Tomei to Dam Torah. The Pnei Shua, the Shup Pnei Shua, which is the grandfather of Pnei Shua, he got one that says a case of Mugla. Mugla is the idea of staining, of having Samim. That means people will know if they, every time they had a period, they stayed before it. So we learn too that we know the Loch and Sivakot Tzadi, Sifnu Dalad, stating, we did not write down Al Saveshabai. But if that is your Mitzias over here, that you stay before you sing a period, whether it's Mikvias or not in Mikvias, it's once in a while, but something that you know it's happening, you have to get it, it's at Vestaguf. You have to wait Al Sivest is Al Vestaguf Shabai. That means if you know every single time that you stay before your period, you'll have the clues of Vestaguf. That means you do not stay, you'll have no Chodesh, no Bainin, no Aflav, nothing. Yeah, again, you'll have the losses of Vestagov. It's only sometimes you have Yechoshish for Vestagov, with its club, with its parameters. That means there are certainly Mashim and Matsi that has a loch of sinning every single time. It's Mamash Michal in our Sigil of Vestagov. That means signing against the crap, signing against sinning. Those are the two, one out in the market right now that seem to be, that people seem to have. That's the club over here, the case of Vestaguf, that you did it yesterday. Do you say Iglamos Mafari or not? So Mechaba is very simple. He starts off by saying to be case over here. He says first, the person sees on twice Rosh Chodesh. Now, when you see twice Rosh Chodesh, you can end off three different ways over here. The first case over here is that third time you saw only with Piyaka, with the Mechush, without Rosh Chodesh. Lach is, you could have asked only for the Mechush. Second case is, you saw on again, the first time you had Piyaka and Rosh Chodesh, the third time you only saw Rosh Chodesh. What's the lachna mechaber? You could ask only first chodesh, only chodesh of the shach, first chodesh. Then the third option over here is that you yesterday you did you the day before rish chodesh chaptes you did a piyako you saw on rish chodesh and in that case speaks out mechaber. Then we do say iglam milsim afraid and make a case of a morkov. That means even though by oynis mechaber does not say that way, speaks out the shach. There's a chil between the case of oynis versus the case of gof. Why? But the case of oynis is not a natural thing to go happen over here. And therefore, it says Rashi is more mustavit to say in the einus that's not negate one to another. Ma'ashengin and gufin, it does negate one to another. That means kvitzes, we will not say according to Muhammad's world that mustavit the day before and together today. Ma'ashengin by vesa gufin will mustavit one with another. What?
Guf has that echelus, which
you can't
Shabbos
if it's it. Well, we have a morkov now.
But if
well, the law of morkov.
Well,
no, then we get the luck what we choshu when you have a marker. But we have a marker right now. And what happens if you have a marker? What the choshes are? We have a marker, that's it. I mean, in marker, you see now, and every time you have a marker, you always see 3 hours later. You always see 3 hours later. If you have a marker, you see 2 days. Probably can say, if you stay, my mother, Shuva says, every she stays now, and she sees a week later, it has a kvias that way, it's coming. She's a marker for a week later. I'm not sure you can have the best. Yeah, you can. He says you can. That's true. But that's very confusing.
No,
but
itself has a thing, so it
makes things. But this, you want to argue, say, who says it's true what he's saying, Machaber, Kun Chavadas?
Yeah.
No, because it's, again, the words of the Rashi was mistaken that way. The body, again, according to his Avana, you have Moiser, Aleich inside the person's Guf, and it's mistaken people of Vesta Guf. It's far. It's like the Chavdas himself agrees when you have a flog over a shvua, a flog overrides shvua. It sounds like a vesagov is something that has a spur to and overrides other vesagov, so you're not sure. Now, simcha vav, simcha beis, the case when you have a vesagov, but again, when it's not the kvias over here, the question is what to be chayish for. And some other reason over here, the mechabes which put chayish before a flogger. That means the whole time simcha flog before chayish, or we put chayish before a flogger. Now, when he speaks out over here, what to be chosh for? Again, it's very common. Women have a vesta guf. They do have it. Again, some months she'll stay in before a period, some months she won't stay in before a period. What be chosh next month? So, about the lacha is chosh for that yoin. That's simple. The lacha for the yoin of bainis, because the shach, the mechaba left it out. Why leave it out for? She said, you know what? Mechaba sheet is. Yoin of bainis is chosh. I said to be chosh for chosh over here. He said the same thing over here, and this said the same thing in the next. But us, we did not go like the shach over here, come out that you chosh for the yoin of bainis over here. Void Yechosh for the Mechush. That means the Isha on Rosh Chodesh, she stains and then sees a period. Next month, she has to worry about her Chodesh, her Beini, and her Mechush. If that month you did not see it, again, a lot of women fluctuate back and forth. Next month afterwards, you don't have to worry about the Mechush. I mean, every month she sees the Mechush, the next month you have to worry about the Mechush. You have to write down in the app or your calendar, next month worry about the Mechush over here. If it's even in the case of Vesha Inikabul over here. Now, the next is if Chabez, the case when you have a Vesta Guf, that's not the Kviyas, by a Flogo. Again, the Mechavis case is very, where to get a Flogo, you have to be a Mechush and Aleph, and then a Mechush and Lamed, and you have a Flogo of Lamed, you have a Mechush on both sides. If you have Mechush on both sides, then you have to worry about all things. You have to worry about Beni, and Chodesh, and a Flogo, and the Mechush itself. All four you have to worry about. That means the Isha Jesh, you have to worry about for the Flogo Shaboy. Again, you have to have both ends of the spectrum. That's very clear in the Mechab over here. When she saw and the tongue afterward, that means she saw an Aleph and a Flogo, and a Mechush, Pirko. And then Lam and a Pirko, you have to see both sides over here to make a Mechush against the Sugo of a Flogo to worry inside the idea of a mixture of the one with the other. Sifal Gimel is a case of being Mitzar Vestas over here. Come along, the Mechabit says, we are not Mitzar of the idea of Vestigoth. That means he speaks out an example. Let's say a person one time does Pirko, and one time, and two times he does Mitzatosho. Locha not Mitzar one with another. Come along, I want to discuss the Sugya of eating things that are had over here. I mean, the Gemara is very clear to discuss this concept. The question is, do we pass on like this Gemara over here? That means, first, what is the case over here? That means, is Machlokes among the Shoyim, even the Tzad that we have a vest achila, according to Tosis is a vest aguf, according to Rashba is a vest ha'inus. They point out that Muhammad does not break down the Salacha. Because if you read the Beis Yosef, he seems to say it's Machlokes, and not Mechosh vest achila. Again, if you go back to Simon Kuf Beidal in the Sifyot Beis, the Shoshana, what is the Kim to the Machaber when he says, Vest Hagof, he gives the case of Kvitzis. In the Pesach Tshuva, he come along and bring down Nusa Koyim and say, the Mechaber means Vest Achila. So, Yeshlon, how they fit it into words of the Mechaber, and Yeshlon, how they do that in the Mechaber, and it sounds like it's not even hold the Sugar of Vest Oinus. But the Mechaber is a Mevucha, and the Beis Yosef seems to say, they're not passing like Vest Achila. Meister, more bring down Losh Yeshoyim, we have a Sugar of Vest Achila Aleph. Then, once he has this Yeshoyim over here, he come along and says, what is this Vest Achila being on the two Shitas? Those who want to tie the Nichla Sugya of Kvitzis. Therefore, we said the Chumrah, the only way to be Machmer is when you have a Morkov over here with the Yayim. Mashenke, those who want to say Nichla, get a Vesta Gov, and therefore you Chosh, even by the thing itself, without a Morkov over here. That means, what's the Nafmin between Vesta Gov and Vesta Oinus? The worst of Ramah is only in the case of a Morkov. To the Shlomim, there's Maisiv also Nafmin is in the Bainus. They do not say Nafmin is the case of a Flogo, or the case of Chodesh. They point out, even though Achilo, if you nichel get a vesta guf, will not give you the chumah of a chilo or chodesh, because maybe you won't eat it. It's best in Pesach Tshuva again, kol peidal, so few bays over here. Now, a couple of Kivegin points out that we're saying over here the loch is negated mitzara. That means the situation where the isha eat one time shum and sore, one time tzeh with onions and sore, one time papalim and sore. That's the kimtur amal for the Gemara. That means we are mitzara if we put things together and negate the vesta chilo things that I had over here. We come to contrast it. Mashenkin, that's the goof. We do not put things together over here. Now, it comes along and says, what is the kimt over here? It's saying three different things. That means, let's say a person has three times shum, and now we chlish for all things that are hot. Says, no, build a public mumbo, come with a flam and zayin, which he brings down. The person sees a shor, chamar, gomel, there's more to all animals. The person sees is nogach. A shor, 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 you're more only to shor, and not to gomel, not to chamar. Therefore, if Isha eats shum, 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 and eats every single time she sees dam, the loch is she only her vest for shum and not anything else that is had over here. Now he does say, then he does ask a question over here with Kivegir, that we come to contrast vest achilo versus vest aguf, negir to be misarif. He points out, negir to shur, somehow the contrast does not really work out. Let's say a person, an animal is not like a shur and a gomel, two in one. Maisie, you're not moored for all animals. You got two and one over here. If that's so, why in the world is Mechabon being down Vesta Guf saying Nam and Sarek? It means on one case of Pirka and two cases Atosho. Before, even my case of Shum, be not be Kvei Vest over here. Because you have to have three things over here. Three separate things. If you have, again, two of Shum and one Betzal, that's not Kvei Vest. So why over here, what's the contrast of the Amor to Mechabon and Sarekim? Now, again, to that Q over here, come up with Skanchuva and speaks out three different cases. So, let's say a person ate Shum Betzal of a Palim. Then he ate other things in a Churif, but it's not Oikir. It did not see. The law is, if other things is not what made the vest, cannot do an Q over here. But let's say a person had Shum Betzal and Papalim, and three times did not see it again now through Shum. Halacha is that you have a kira. Once you are oikel part of the vessel here, you have an akira over here. Sifchav Dal is a halacha of what happens when a person has a vesta guf, what time to be choshish in the vesta guf. That means until now discussing what to be choshish and how to make the vesta guf. Now, what time to be choshish? Now, Sifchav Dal, Sifchav Vei, one's a case of a vesta morkov, one's a case without a morkov. But what time to be choshish? So first, when you do not have a case of a morkov, that's before Shemishah and Dabsam Kimon. Some of Gimel or Beis, the Mishnah there says very simple that a person has the mechush, starts having cramps and sees right away, you choshish right away. You have cramps and you know you see in a couple of minutes, you choshish right away. A person, let's say, he has cramps and knows you see 10 hours later, so you choshish 10 hours later. Maybe a half hour before and you start to be choshish, you choshish 10 hours later. However, let's say a person starts having the mechush and sees a couple of hours later, and then even mechush stops, he still sees. The lach is yechoshish from the mechush onwards plus an oino. I mean, let's say he starts seeing at 3 o'clock. 3 to 6 is part of the when you see, yeah, the mechush and you see. Then also you see into the next month. You choshish those 3 hours plus an oino of 12-hour period over here. Choshish for both. The Kamal Lishakim says a case over here. Very interesting words. He says the lach is on this mechush that you have a vest kavias for. The lach is yechoshish before the vest. Before the vest. Now again, she had a vest before having cramps. So you have yichush before you get cramps. When? Not talking about a morkov over here. Discussing a case not of a morkov. The shach makes zero sense. You cannot be yichush with something before it happens. We don't know when it's supposed to happen. There's no day we have to be yichush for. Therefore, the chayim call it dvam torm or divay nevias, and therefore everyone has a kashan. What shach does not make any sense? The crazy, the yotayro, the gavavavon, the chavadas, the machzor shekel, the pideya, how to submit them, or shulchan, tmurim. I don't know how to answer it.
After the first sneeze. You have to sneeze a few times for it to be chal.
So then you already have it. He said before the bath, before the mechush.
He said as it picks up, you sneeze once, you have to sneeze a few times for it to be chal.
So now you have mechush.
You're not sneezing
300
times in 1 second.
You have to have the mechush. He says before the mechush happens, let's be chushish.
No, but it's not the mechush, you have to have it a few times. Once you have it once, that's halacha. You don't have to go to the mechush a few times. So if you go on once, it's not the mechush yet, but it's keim what's going to be.
So I don't have the mechush. Do I have the mechush or don't have the mechush? That's kind of the best, he says. And they will buy psarachin. You have a teretz. Kenzai. If you want all the children together, look at pious tazer shachar shalom. But when everyone says psarachin, come out. I disagree, but I hear. Fine. The meister shach does ask a question. Once you pass an halacha seven kopei dalas above, and then once if you give on the chen ikal by person sits down for a couple of days straight, go after tazer chol sevest. So why in the world are we saying over here is 3 hours plus an oino? It says why the meister to get one oino to be nifl in this category. Is nichol in the idea to be choshur, it's still nichol in aschol sevest. Now, simcha vei is the case when you have a morkov together. That means the isha, son of chodesh with cramps. Next is chodesh with cramps, next is chodesh with the cramps. She had the case over here of a morkov. Therefore, the lacha is she is choshish. And the question is, when is she choshish from? Do we only choshish when she gets the cramps? Or we choshish the whole entire day when she's choshish? So the meaning of the mechaber is, kol einasa vest choshish. Which makes sense, because now we have what day to blame it on. That means even before the mechush, you pass the day you don't see without the mechush, fine, no problem. The question over here is, that the Kamal Gatazni points out, when the Tazni of Maisi, he points out, look at my mock the Shabbat in the Torah, come to the right of it. That seems to equate the idea of a morkov with other morkov, and only choish the mechush and onwards. Therefore, the maskon and the taz is eichanami. Whether you morkov or not, you only choish the mechush and onwards. I, there's a sub over here that the word mechav is called not the best, means even, the sub is even after the mechush. That means when you have the mechush by itself, only choish for the mechush and not more than that. Or where the sub is even after the mechush. Because the Kesef come along and says he disagrees, so there's a napshah on the right of it over here. You want to say, if the rabbi is saying this, he's come to say a special akimto, when you have a person that has a cramps only on Rosh Chodesh, but not on every Rosh Chodesh they see over here. That's the Mishnah Vest of War, the cramps are only on Rosh Chodesh. On that akimto, you only choish the mechush onwards. Otherwise, if you have see every month with the cramps, you choish the whole time over here. Now he does say this halacha, it sounds like only by Vest of War, by Vest Sheinik War, not be choish with that mechush, but he says, halacha ma'isa, even by Vest Sheinik War, you choish also. For that day, the whole time, ain't over here. Now, we didn't miss out a point, I forgot to mention, back to Sifchav Aleph. Sukkot Aleph over there, come to the Mechaber, and he says over there that when you have the Vesh Eiko and you make a Chodesh, the Loch is your Osir until you do a Bedeko. Until you do a Bedeko. Therefore, you Osir Tashmish. In fact, the Taz, by Vesh Eiko, the Loch is Simiko Pei Dal Siftes, that once you pass the Vesh, we're not Chodesh anymore. So why are you Osir until you do a case of Bedeko? On this halacha, Sukkot Aleph says the Taz Yisoid, that's true by all Vestas, by Vesh Eiko, it's true. Except by Vestagov. Vestagov, the locha is the Bdikas Ma'akiv. That means that Isha has cramps. Only even one time. The locha is, she passes the Nazi, she has a Chir Bdiko. If Nazi Taz is Ma'akiv over here, that means what's Ma'akiv? Either Vestagov or in a Benis and the Vestagov, even one time by Vesh Eiko. Now it's true that the Kosketov here come up to disagree with the Taz. So it's not true, it's not Ma'akiv. Just over here, since maybe in this man itself, you now finish this man, some of you have to do a day too later, might no problem. Place to go for Ikla the Taz, as you saw already in Pesach Shuba, we're telling Simon Kopa Italid, that a vest to go for Isha's cramps or staining, either one. And that's something she had last time, and doesn't get a vest to she also until she does a Bediko. Very important thing, it does happen, also until you do a Bediko. They do point out, those who want to argue the Taz, you wish to record that a Chir Bediko and a vest to go. It depends how you read the Machab and Simon Kopa Italid, the test. And that means if it is a base seisif, and the Dr. Moshe does bring down that there is no chiyuv b'dikah v'vesh en ekvor, Maisa Chayim over here, one arm with the Taz says we have chiyuv b'dikah v'vesh en ekvor. Last thing again, the vest to go back to Simchah Vav over here is let's see how do I cure the vest over here. So he says the Maisa when a person has a vest to go for one time, the cure is one time. That means you have the month before and you have cramps. Next month you have to worry about cramps. You don't see this cure over here. If it's three times, then you have to do that cure. Do a case of three times. So the Mechaber is the best you do of a Morkov, you have to be Oikir with the case of a Morkov. Unless you had a Morkov, and then you had the day without the Mechash. Or the Mechash, after the day, there is no Akira. Because Shuba says, what do you mean there is no Akira? It means no Akira legami, but there is Akira not to be Chosh that day anymore. That means Allah is when you have a Morkov, you Chosh that entire Aino. But let's say you had that day, and you did not see three times without the Mechash, there's an Akira until you get the Mechash itself. Simchah Zayin onwards, the Sugya Musalekas. The Bari said I should announce that Bezushim, the test will be on Monday. Give everyone an extra day, because a lot of people will ask you an extra day. Therefore, we'll hopefully finish the Simin on Sunday, talk to the Sugya Musalekas.